Speaking of today's gospel, the gospel passage for today, I do want to share some reflections with you all about this story of the 10 lepers that we heard as today's gospel reading. It's a brief passage in Luke's gospel. There are a whole host of potential sermon topics in this brief passage. The one that I want to focus on today is to point out something that may be obvious but bears repeating. Jesus healed all 10. 10 people were in need, and Jesus helped all 10. My focus is not so much particularly on leprosy or its implications or even on the miracle of healing, but on the observation that there were 10 people in need of help, and Jesus helped all 10. He surely must have known that some would be more grateful than others for the gift that they were given. Although, to be fair, we don't know the backstory, and we don't know what happened after. Possible that the other 9 gave thanks to God in other ways, or maybe they didn't. Maybe they didn't. Jesus helped them all. He didn't ask them ahead of time how they got leprosy. He didn't ask them ahead of time to tell him what they would do with their lives once they were no longer considered unclean and could be restored to society. He didn't ask them anything. He just helped all of them. Luke tells us that Jesus was on the border, that Jesus was in a region between Samaria and Galilee. Well, there isn't actually a region between Samaria. Samaria and Galilee share a border, or they did at that time. And it was a significant border. It was, at that time, a border of difference. A border where we are on one side and they are on the other. Jews on one side, Samaritans on the other. Jesus didn't ask the lepers whether they were Jews or Samaritans. He just helped all of them. We know that one, at least, was a Samaritan. Jesus helped all 10. This theme of God's unqualified help is actually also a story that is told in the reading from the Hebrew Scriptures this morning. I assume that this passage from 2 Kings was chosen to accompany today's gospel because both of them are about healing of leprosy. But for me, at least, the commonality that they share is deeper and more important than that. The common theme that both the gospel and the reading from Kings convey is that God helps people in need. Period. Naaman is described as being from the country of Aram. That's current-day Syria. He's often described as Naaman the Syrian. That's not so significant, as is the fact that Aram was a foreign country in that time. And the Arameans would not have worshipped Yahweh, would not have worshipped the God of the Hebrew people. There are all sorts of complicated agendas revealed in this story. Lots of pieces of human nature displayed at not its best. Naaman was a man of considerable power and success. And yet he was sick. Sick probably in more ways than one. Seeking relief, he thought that he could buy or bully his way into healing. The passage from 2 Kings, the lectionary skips a little bit of it, and it makes it much harder to hear the whole piece of the story. Naaman, hearing that there might potentially be relief in the land of Israel, Naaman goes to his king, the king of Aram, and Naaman, being a powerful man who has fought on behalf of the Arameans, asks his king, the king of Aram, to write a letter to the king of Israel demanding that Naaman be cured by the God of Israel. Along with the letter, Naaman sent 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 sets of garments, a huge display of wealth and power. The king of Israel, receiving this letter and these items, was frightened, seeing this as some sort of international trick or personal attack, and he refused to get involved. Nonetheless, Naaman did proceed, and yet even when the prophet Elisha offers Naaman the potential for restoration, the potential to be made whole, Naaman's pride was so overwhelming that he almost didn't accept. In the middle of all of this, God apparently saw someone in need, and through the man of God, Elisha, God helped Naaman. Naaman needed help. God helped him. This is very good news for each of us, for all of us, when we find ourselves in need. God's desire to help doesn't depend upon us. If we seek God's help, one way or another, it will be given. Good news. These passages, though, are also for us a reminder, a mandate, for all of us who today follow Jesus, who seek in some way to be God's activity in the world, the way that Jesus was God's activity in the world. We who seek to be the hands, the voice, the presence of God in the world need to be reminded that Jesus helped all 10 who were in need. No questions asked. Jesus helped all 10. And as Jesus himself says at the end of the so-called parable of the Good Samaritan, go and do likewise.